Tamika Gori shares 7 basketball skills for youth players. Tamika Gori aims to empower young people by creating an environment where they can develop the necessary skills required to succeed in life. Through her basketball program, Gori helps young people improve their basketball skills and instill valuable life lessons in them at the same time. Tamika Gori shares 7 basketball skills to inspire youth players as they pursue their dreams of becoming professional basketball players or just improving their day-to-day lives through participation in athletics. These skills are applicable to any field, whether you're an athlete or not, and are meant to be foundational skills that you can build upon in the future. 1. How to properly catch the ball. The first, and most important skill to master is catching the ball. If you don't have a firm grip on the ball when it hits your hands, it can bounce out of your hand and cause a turnover. The best way to catch a basketball is to use both hands, with one hand cupping the ball while the other hand offers support underneath. This will prevent the ball from bouncing out of your hands and will make it easier to dribble or move around quickly. 2. How to properly pass the ball. There are 2 different types of passes, bounce and overhead. The bounce pass is used when the player is dribbling up the court and wants to get the ball to a teammate on the side. The overhead pass is used when the player has already stopped moving, usually in the front court, and they want to get it to a teammate at the back of their team. When passing, remember that you should always be facing your teammate with your hands up so they can see the ball. 3. Dribbling, what it is and how to do it. The dribble is one of the most important elements of basketball. An effective dribble will lead to a more efficient shot and quickness in transition. Understanding how to dribble properly will allow you to avoid unnecessary fouls and increase your speed on the court. Dribbling allowing you to move up court quickly and get a shot off before your opponent can react. It should be performed in an attempt to gain, or retain, possession of the ball by moving through space and then taking a new position. 4. How to shoot at a goal. The first step to shooting at a goal is setting up properly. This will depend on where you are positioned in relation to your defender and their position on the court. Once you've positioned yourself correctly, you'll then want to think about which hand you're going to use when shooting, as well as the angle of your shot direction. After doing these 2 things correctly, your shot should be smooth and accurate. 5. Post-play techniques. For a post-play technique, it is important for your player to gain possession of the ball after possession is won by your own team. In basketball, several simple techniques come into play, and in order to master these post plays, it may be necessary to practice with teammates or against an imaginary opponent. A good post play will get you an open shot and a good shot you want to make. 6. How to defend an opponent. To defend an opponent in basketball, you need to get close to your opponent and block his ball. A successful defensive player is the player who gets at least 1 block on every shot and attacks the ball with their hands. A good defender also tries to steal an opponent's ball at any chance available. If a player commits a foul in basketball, defenders have to call the referee on the court. By doing so, they should mention if the action was intentional or not. 7. Footwork on defense and offense. Footwork on defense and offense in basketball is about one of the most important topics you can study when practicing your craft of hoop. Having the proper footwork will help you balance out and dribble better. You should use the same principle as pitchers or divers when you know your stance needs to change. Just make sure you are able to react quickly enough,